speak, to give his testimony, Lord God, to share what you've told him with others. And I thank you for that. And Lord, just bless him today. Let his words be your words, Lord. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Testing. Testing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this is how I like to test the microphone. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let's give God another hand clap. Amen. You know, I'm excited. Amen. Because, you know, not only because of some of our wounded in the natural, some of our people that have, taken on sick have actually resurrected. Amen. They're here this morning. Amen. But it was by not only the grace of God, but the Holy Ghost power of God. Amen. And someone we've been talking about that I get so excited about is our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All our songs, a lot of our prayers are associated with Jesus. Amen. Jesus said he does not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Only God can say something like that. Amen. Only Jesus has the authority to say something like that. We should be excited about God and his gift, his indescribable gift that he blessed us with. Amen. And that's our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Sunday school, it came up, you know, Glenn, just God does a wonderful job through this brother in Sunday school. I know Pastor made a pitch about, you know, Wednesday night Bible studies, which are great. But Sunday school also is very informative. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the service gets turned over in Sunday school already. Amen. We already pumped up. Amen. We come in here. Amen. I'll be ready to shout. But then when he started talking about Jesus created the world, that's what it was said in the pamphlet that we were reading this morning. Some things God give us in the spirit. Amen. It might not be word for word or verbatim in the Bible, but some things are spiritually discerned. Amen. And in that document at the bottom, I pointed out, I just was getting excited. And Sister Christy pointed out, she was like, I think you better let Brother Alwan say something. He's getting fidgety over there. And I was like, Well, no, not really. I'm thinking, I need to get in here. Probably got to get my mic on and all this kind of stuff. But I'm like, no, I don't have anything to say. But yes, I do. When you talk about Jesus, God said, and he gave me this. God said, when you talk about him, our Father God, it's his desire that you mention Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In the same breath with God. How about that? Amen. You can't mention one without the other. They're one, along with the Holy Spirit. So when you talk about the Holy Spirit, we know it comes from God, but it comes from Jesus too. Amen.
Amen.
How important is this guy? We love him. Amen. And then you see the song speaks about Jesus. Very good selection, Pastor, by the way. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Wow. He is here today. Amen. And that's what we're here for him, amen?
Amen.
To hear his word, amen? Amen. So let's open up with a word of prayer, amen. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus this morning, giving you glory, we give you praise. Glory, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord God, for the indescribable gift. Thank you, Lord God Jesus, that you died for our sins, that we may be saved and we'll be with God one day. Thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this. This season, Lord God, is the season. We give you the praise. We give God the glory for all the wounded that have showed up in this place today, God. For those that you are healing that are not here, that will be coming soon. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise. Thank you for your Holy Ghost power this morning. We feel God in this place. And Lord God, so now we're turning over. We're committing this service into your hands. What better hands can they be in?
Right.
Lord God, navigate your word. Impress it upon our hearts. Lord God, move me to the side and let them see you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen to God. First, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. My wife, who at times controls my life. Amen. I'm just kidding. But to my lovely wife, she's quite the support. Amen. The Bible does say when you find a wife, you do find a good thing. Amen.
And obtain favor from the Lord.
And you obtain favor from the Lord. Spoken by a woman. Amen. giving honor also to our pastor, who is kind of still basically in his vacation mode, kind of sort of, right? Amen. And his wife, our matriarch. She's just lovely. We love Sister Bonnie. God bless you. To our elders of the church, to the household of faith. God loves us. He loves us. That's why he came down in the flesh. You know, we talked about this morning. That's why Jesus showed up on the scene. Because everybody was complaining, where is this God? I don't see no God. Where is this guy? Well, God said, "He, you know what? I'm going to come down. I'm going to come down and walk with him." God said, "I want a personal relationship with you." Amen. That's how much you're on his mind. That's how mindful he is of us. Amen. So why shouldn't we give him praise? Amen. Why shouldn't we worship God? He's the only one that deserves to be praised. No human being deserves to be exalted, but only God. Amen. Thank you for our, and I'll reiterate, thank you for our soldiers. Amen. But you know, God's got another army, amen. God's got another military, amen. It's the one where it ain't going to be no dying, amen. God's got a military where, guess what? It's only going to be one victor, amen. It's going to be the army of God, amen. Ain't going to be no injuries and tears and all that no more. Amen. The chief commander is going to return to swoop up the soldiers, those who have stood, those who have fallen and got back up and recommitted to God. That's what it's all about. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You may even fall, but the key is you look up. We all are going to be in the valley of the shadow of death. But our God is with us. Amen.
Amen.
He's our rod and our staff. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Shepherd. Oh, wow. I had church this morning. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm giving God the glory. The Spirit of God was upon all of us. Amen. That's why we showed up here this morning. Amen. It wasn't by accident. You might not come next Sunday, but today you're here. And it's for a purpose. I just love God. And Elder Glenn is going to love this message, okay? Wednesday night, and me and my wife talked about it, we got home. After I got home, she was at work. His message, the material, came out of the same book that mine's going to come out of, amen. But it's the Holy Spirit of God, amen. I'm just sitting there just going like, now watch Sunday Glenn going to say, Brother Carter copied off him, watch. But it's a good thing, amen. It's good to know that we're in one spirit, amen. That means that Jesus is at the forefront, amen. He brings all things together for good of those that love God. The title of this message, which you might have heard it in our church-going experiences, is Where Are You? Where are you? That encompasses so much. That concept is almost like talking about faith. Amen. You could talk about faith for days on end. Amen. But where are you? We could talk about this all night long. Being honest with yourself. Being honest with God. Being honest with people around you who they say they see God. But you know inside, because people just tell me all the time, oh, you're a pastor. You're going to be a pastor. Oh, you're going to be this. You're going to be that. But I wasn't living right. I was a churchgoer. Amen. So God was asking me even then, where are you? Where are you? Boy, they can't let this get mixed up. My goodness, that's the first. Let's move some of this stuff. I'm sorry. I thank my wife. She does the manuscripts, and she put the page numbers at the bottom for me. Amen. Where would I be without the page numbers? Amen. Obviously, I needed them this morning. Thank you, Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, thank you, Jesus. He kept it in order. Amen. Where are you? And we're going to go into this a little bit, amen. Even when you leave this place today, you're going to be thinking in your heart about, you know, like, where am I? You know, where are you? Not for us to judge anybody by asking them, where are you? But ask God, think about what God's going to be putting on your spirit. He's saying to you, where are you? Don't worry about where they are, amen. Don't worry about how spiritual they look, amen. Don't worry about how religious they look, amen. Where are you? It's a serious question. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. Most of our text is going to come out of Genesis today, amen. Genesis chapter 3, amen. I give God the glory. I give God the praise. When I was asking God for the study for today's word, he told me to ask his children this very question. Where are you? God wants an honest relationship between you and him. Amen. Now, we know God's honest. We know God's honest. But he wants you to be honest with him. Amen. And we're going to see through the text kind of how all this comes together. Amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to start with verse 8. And we're going to go through 11. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. I will say amen when you get there, but I know y'all know where Genesis is at. Amen. Where are you? Amen. Just kidding. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Verse 10. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. 11. And he said, he being who? God. Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Thank you, Vivian. You know, this is why we should love God. Because he is so loving, caring, and merciful, amen? He is ingenious. God is omniscient. God is just infallible. God is unrivaled. God is super intellectual. Amen. God, in this instance, was acting like a father, a natural father, that we can all relate to. Sometimes our earthly fathers would ask us, where have you been? Or what are you doing? Or where are you? When you're out there, you got his car, right? He let you borrow the car and he called you, where are you? With my car, amen. Who in the car with you? And it's so funny because when our parents would ask us these questions, 8 out of 10 times we were doing something we knew wasn't right. And sometimes we had the truth from our parents because when they ask us, where are you? They sound angry. Amen. So we panic a little bit and begin to search for excuses for why we did something. You know. And we would go as far as blaming other people. Like Adam did. Let's go to Genesis 3 and drop down to verse 12 and 13. Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. 13. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Amen. What, just passing it along? They passed it to us, didn't they? They probably blaming us today. I don't know, man. When we get to heaven, we see Adam and Eve, man. Just tell them, you know, thank you. Don't get all upset with them. Amen. You know, you can tell when you're not in the right place with God when you start bringing others into your life of lies. The woman, Eve, took a page out of her leader's book and passed the blame on the serpent, the devil. Now, to their credit, I believe the devil is behind everything rebellious that we do. Amen. I blame him for everything. Amen. You probably heard me say this before, and I'm going to keep saying it until Christ returns. The devil is the reason I'm not right. If it's not the devil, and it's not your flesh, it's a combination of all three. It's you, the devil, and your flesh. That's the reason you're not right with God. Amen. I hate the devil. I just want to throw that in there. I hope you hate the devil, amen. Because that'll let you know at least you're in some spot with God, amen. That's the one time he let you hate something, amen. Righteous. Thank you. That's a good one. And I believe the devil is behind everything rebellious that we do. And that's not to make excuses for them either. Not to make excuses for Adam and Eve. Because my God, that was a lot of passing the buck right there. See, now you done removed yourself from being kind of like excused for something you did. When you start blaming other people, amen. You know, sometimes, you know, our kids, they do things and we tell them, well, you know, you did this, you did that, and These are going to be the consequences. These kinds of things are going to come from this. These are the ramifications for what you did and repercussions, those kinds of things. And when they start going, they start pointing to their brother and sister. What Chris did, he the one made me do it. Now all of a sudden, guess what? Now you're the reason why. Not you, Pastor, but now you're everybody. Now guess what? You have been incorporated into the fault. Amen. Take responsibility for what your wrongdoing and what you have done. Amen. Amen. God wants to know, where are you? Are you ready to be responsible for your faults? No, I'm not. No, we haven't been great parents. We haven't been perfect parents. And we take responsibility for that. But we do it the best we can. Amen. Amen. Especially when we come into the knowledge of Christ, we become even better parents. It might be after our kids are grown, but it don't matter. It's never too late.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Because no matter how great a parent you are, your kids still got to go through their own mess. Amen. All you can do as the parent is pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was a lot of buck, you know, passing the buck right there with Adam and Eve. Amen. He was a little nervous. He was a little scared. He wimped out a little bit. Amen. But she had a good excuse. Blame my leader. Amen. Why? Because it's easier to do. It's easier to point blame. It's convenient. Amen. It's a natural tendency for us to do this. It's easier to be selfish than to show love. Amen. It's easier to follow a move in haste than to take responsibility for something, than to be patient. It's easier to just move, amen, than to stop and seek counsel, amen. It's easier to do. It's a natural tendency. It's a natural tendency when we want to chastise our kids. Some of us can remember when daddy didn't ask, well, who did it and what happened? He just grabbed you and started hitting that fanny, amen. But then we have some parents, right? Some of the moms, sometimes they, well, John, don't, let me talk to him first, amen. Let me talk to him. Let me reason with him. And, you know, the kids love when mom's going to exact the punishment because they know it ain't going to be like dad's, you know, amen. You know, they know they can reason with dad. They can cry like this when mom come around. Oh, I can't believe it. Daddy hit me so hard. Oh, you know, you deserved it. It's easy to follow a move in haste than to take responsibility for something by slowing things down and telling the truth. God already knew where Adam was. He was just trying to establish an honest relationship with his son, amen, and with his daughter. That's all he was trying to do. Our Father God wants the same relationship with his children today, me and you, amen. God knows where our hearts are. That's what "where are you" really, you know, signifies. That's what it denotes. Where is your heart, amen? Amen. Is it, you know, is it seeking to genuinely worship God, amen? You know, Jesus told the lady at the well, the time is coming and now is here when true worshipers will worship the Father. These are such as Christ as seeking, amen. He's looking for true worshipers. He want to know, where are you? Amen. He wants to be with you. He's omnipresent. He's sitting above all his creation, and he's standing right here with you. Amen. When he says, I'll never leave you, never forsake you, he's talking about what? I'm actually standing right there with you. Amen. I'm your defender. I'm your messenger. I'm your savior and your deliverer. That's who Christ is. That's why we love God so much, for Christ. God knows where our hearts are. God knows where our attitudes are towards him because of our attitudes towards one another. Let me say that again. God knows where our attitudes are towards him because of our attitudes towards one another. Amen. The Bible says, don't say that you love God and hate your brother. Amen. There's no way. There's no way you can love God and you don't love Brother Daniel. Amen. There's no way you can love God and you don't love Brother Schumann. Amen. Don't dare fix your lips. God said, don't even fix your lips to say you love me and you don't love your neighbor. Amen. Or you're talking behind the pastor's back. You don't love me. You got to love a pastor too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In these trying times, God knows that the very way we treat each other sometimes shows how much we love, how much love we have for him. In these trying times, let me say it again. In these trying times, God knows that the way we treat each other sometimes shows how much love we have for him. Everything you do, believe it or not, is for God. I think in the book of Colossians it says, work unto the Lord. So when we go to work, we go to our jobs, we working unto God. Because guess who signed the check? Amen. I like that writing he does on my check. Perfect handprint. Perfect signature. Amen. That's why I make sure, and I'm giving God the glory. That's why I make sure I tithe. Amen. Because I know where my check came from. Amen. I know why the rain don't hit my family when it rains all day in these torrential rains down in Texas, which I used to only look at on the news when I'm coming from Chicago. Only seeing these rains on the news. Now, guess what? I'm in there too. But praise be to God, there's a roof over my head. Amen. I know that might sound extreme, but guess what? We can't take this for granted no more. Amen. I've had a house. I've had all that stuff. But God wanted to know, where was I? Amen. When I had those things. Amen. I tell you one place I was. I wasn't with him. Amen. But he was there. Amen. That's why I'm here today. Amen. Representing him. Amen. Bringing recognition and attention to God. Amen. He's just using my voice. Now, because of God's love for us, and only because of his love for us, the Lord needs for us to know where we are for our benefit, for our learning. You know, later on in chapter 3, God took care of that serpent for messing up his children's minds and deceiving them. God took care of that. Later on in chapter 3, talked about how God, he cursed the serpent for messing with his chosen, amen. And that's the same thing he does for us today, amen. Touch not my anointed, amen. Oh, my, hallelujah. And do not my prophets no harm. I'm sorry, I got a little spiritual right there, amen. I feel God in this place, amen. And he is with us today, amen. We know where God is. He want to know, where are you? And this is not to condemn anybody. This is God's love. Amen. This is not to make you feel inept or inadequate spiritually. This is to encourage you. Amen. That God is mindful of you. He knows you're trying. Amen. He knows you think about him. He just knows how easily you can lose it. Amen. So when we come to church on Sunday, we come to Wednesday night Bible study, we go to Sunday school, we do these kinds of things, we have family prayer and family Bible study at home. And so we can stay connected, amen.
That's right. Hallelujah.
You can't be super spiritual 24 hours in a day, sorry. But what you can be is when thoughts come in your mind that are futile, irrelevant, you can cast those things. You could come against them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Casting all thoughts, all knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Yes. Now the Holy Spirit will bring that thing under obedience. Amen. Amen. And now I'm thinking thoughts of God. Amen. Now I'm thinking of what time my Western come on. Amen. Oh, you didn't get that. Huh? Now I'm free. I can think about God. I can think about Christ. I got peace. I don't have to be out in the world to try to find peace. I can sit right there, me and my wife, and relax in God. When we went on our cruise, it's so funny. I know people heard me say, we went on our cruise. It's so funny because all the people at the job, oh, you're going on the cruise? Oh, you need to get the drinking package. Oh, man, make sure you get a coupon, bro. It's a special you can get for the drinking package. They weren't talking about Lipton iced tea either. Because the majority, when they go, again, it's just like in the good wine. Look, it's okay if you can maintain a passionate relationship with God even after you've had a glass of wine. The problem is some of us can't stop with one glass. And you can't serve the Lord drunk. I'm sorry. God has shown us where he has made our situations easier for us to deal with by taking care of our enemies. Amen. Things that we thank him for, because it could have been much worse. I'm going to say this, okay? In the last 8 hours, I was so sick. My stomach was killing me. Amen. At about maybe 1 o'clock this morning. And look, I hate going to the restroom more than one time a day. Amen. Because I think something wrong with me when I sit on the toilet more than once. Okay, amen. I didn't want to disturb my wife or nothing like that, but my stomach was killing me. But like we talked about in Sunday school this morning, do you know this is a blessing to be with God, walking with the Lord? Because with that comes responsibility, amen. That is a blessing. It's not something to run from. It's something to embrace, amen. It's a gift from God, responsibility. So as I'm in the bed, I'm like, oh, Lord, I got to go to the bathroom again. I get up and I go again. I went about 4 times in 8 hours. That's not good. So let me tell you this. After the service, if you're going to pray for me, don't touch my tushy, okay? When you're going to lay hands on me, don't lay them on my tush, amen. So I've already experienced a breakthrough, a miracle, and a victory, amen. Because I embrace the responsibility. Pastor said, I want you to bring the message on May 26th. And that's what was in my mind, amen, about what God wanted me to do, amen. So, Lord, I say, Lord, how can I take care of your business if I'm sick? All you got to do is talk to God. Where are you? Have a relationship with him. Lord, I can't even pray. I was like, Lord, I can't. Lord, help me, Lord. I went to the restroom an inordinate amount of times. But here I am today. I mean, I was like into the Lord this morning. Amen. I couldn't believe it. But then I could believe it. Amen. Because when God's got a plan for you, guess what? He's going to give you the provisions. God's not going to ask you to do something that you can't carry out. Amen. Because when you commit that thing to him, whatever the job is that God got for you, when you commit it back into his hands, in return, he blesses it with his anointing. And next thing you know, you're jumping up and down for God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Praise be to Jesus. You know, Adam was a little shook up. Because he didn't want to disappoint his father. You know, we as men, we really don't. Or maybe even as little women, little girls, we don't want to disappoint our father, amen. We don't want to, we don't want to disappoint our father and his loved one, his closest friend. We don't want to disappoint our loved ones, our closest friends, sometimes just by telling the truth. And this is the same rationale that we use when we're trying to decide whether we should purpose ourselves to follow God or to just go the easy route and follow our erroneous flesh. Thinking that I don't need to follow anyone because I know what I'm doing. Amen. Not even realizing that we are following someone, Satan. You always are following someone. Amen. There's only two ways to go. God simplified this thing for us. Jesus said, look, I'd rather for you to choose one or the other. If you don't choose me, that's okay. But don't expect to be where your other brethren are. Amen. The ones that did choose me. Amen. All you're doing is following these spirits that are campaigning for your allegiance. Amen. One tries to force himself on you. One wants you to come in love. Amen.
Right. Come on.
Just like the enemy, Satan, has been doing from the beginning of time, getting us to follow through on our temptations, telling us that everything we have was because of our hard work and not because of our Lord, loving Savior. Jesus is the reason that we even have the strength and wisdom to prosper and acquire all these good things we say we have to have. Amen. You know, when we delight ourselves in God, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. God knows what you not only have need of, but he knows some of your desires. We do want our kids to grow up in a nice place, amen, in a nice community. It's nothing wrong with that. We would like, hey, I mean, we want a nice vehicle. It's okay. As long as we give him the praise for it, amen, for all good things. All accreditation for everything good in your life should be deferred to God, amen. I love that nugget God gave me. Everything good about you don't have nothing to do with you, and everything bad about you don't have nothing to do with God. And the Lord Jesus wants us to have the things we need and the things that sustain our lives. God just wants us to give credit what credit is due. We say that in the world, right? Oh, give credit what credit is due. We do the same with God, you know. Sometimes he's the last one to receive credit. That's not good. Where are you? Where are we? Not saying you particularly, just a message, okay? Well, let it speak to your spirit, amen. It blessed my spirit, amen. And I'm giving God the glory, amen. And give God wants us to give credit where credit is due and give the bad credit to the bad place that it came from. Send it back to hell, amen.
Amen.
When we give God honor and glory and recognition for all our good, it becomes the very grounds by which dishonest relationship is built on. When you purpose yourself to bring God glory in everything you do, your relationship is wholesome. It's formidable. It's real. Because now you're doing what thus says the Lord, to bring him praise, amen. So in return, guess what he does? Blesses you with his peace, blesses you with his wisdom, and maybe even some prosperity, amen. Praise Jesus. And I believe that God knows when he asks us the question, where are you? The Lord already knows where your heart is, and that you know when questions like this present themselves to us, we know this brings about change. Amen. Let me say that again. The Lord already knows where your heart is, and that you know when questions like this present themselves to us, we know this brings about change. For most of us, for a good part of our lives, we didn't want change. Amen. I don't want you to question what I'm doing. Amen. Let me continue to kill myself. Amen. Let me continue to move further away from God. Amen. Let me continue to not serve God. Let me continue to ignore his calling for my life. When you know what you're supposed to be doing, and when you know it's God that's tapping on your heart, it will behoove you to submit. Because, boy, what happens after that? When you know what you're supposed to be doing, it's bad to fall into the hands of God, the bad side of God, when you knew what you were supposed to be doing. It's in the book of Hebrews. Just like Adam, our forefather, we think that when we come to the Lord, the change could be bad because all of the wrong that we've did. When God asked Adam, where are you? The first thing Adam could think to do was to hide himself with leaves and to cover his nakedness out of shame. What Adam didn't realize is that he used something God created to cover himself. Amen. So you can't hide things from God with something he created. Amen. Don't try to hide behind the desk or the car. God made it. He can see through it. Amen. Adam was a comedian. They was hiding behind the leaves or, you know, whatever. Hiding their shame and hiding their insolence. But you using stuff God made. You can't hide no building nowhere. But Jesus built a fortress for you to run into, amen.
Yes,
for you to hide into, amen. You want to hide in God, amen. You can't hide from God. He made everything, amen. You can't even hide behind the church being a religious person because God made the church. You can't hide. But isn't that a blessing? I want God to see me. Amen. I want to be transparent. Amen. Because that means that I purpose myself to be sensitive to what thus says the Lord. Amen. I might not get it all right all the time. No. But for the most part, we just need to try. Amen. Be honest with ourselves and with God. Amen. You know where you are. You have an idea where you are. But when you continue in the things of God, you'll find out even more of where you stand with God. Through his word, through the pastor, through messages, through events, circumstances that you live and we come upon every day, that we embark upon every day, people we see. So you can't hide things from God with something he created. In essence, you're always naked before God. You only prolong your relationship with God when you don't come as you are. Let me say that again. You only prolong your relationship with God, the genuineness of the relationship. When you don't come as you are. Confess your sins to God because he already uncovered you. When we go into prayer, guess who led you into prayer? So you've been stripped of your thought process. You've been stripped of your mindset. And now the Holy Spirit, who know that you don't know exactly what you should pray for. Next thing you know, you're just flowing out. Lord, I pray for my church. I pray for my children. I pray for my coworker. Because I didn't know what to say at first, but God gave it to me. Amen. That's why he deserves, once again, the praise. Amen. You don't get credit for nothing. Sorry. All spiritual things, all spiritual, wholesome, holy and sanctified things are to be deferred to God. Amen. The credit, the credit is to be deferred to God. That only enhances your relationship with God when you give him the glory for all things that are happening in your life. Amen. Even the trials. Amen. Even some of those setbacks. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, because I'm going to trust you to deliver me. Look at the relationship. I'm being honest with God. I failed this time, Lord, but I love you more than my sin. There's no point in hiding from God and lying to him. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18. And we'll kind of cut it off. This could be a series, amen. Well, let's go to Genesis chapter 18. Verses 13 through 15. And the Lord, are we there? Chapter 18, verses 13 through 15. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, Shall I surely bear a child since I am old? 14. This is God, right? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. 15. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, God, no, but you did laugh. Thank you, baby. When God told Sarah, no, but you did laugh, he was just saying, no. This is for us. He was just saying, no, stop and think about what you want to say. Don't offend your brother. Stop. No, stop. And think about what you want to say, even to God. No. Think about what you're going to do. Just stop. No. Don't go that way. Think about what you want to do and what you're going to do. No. Think about the people this decision will affect. No. Think about lying and hiding from he who makes all things possible for you and your family. No. Think about the consequences. God wants us to stop and use our faith in him to guide us into all truth. Jesus wants us to trust the word of God. Trust that the good Holy Spirit. Trust what he tells us. When he tells us to try something different. Amen. Did we get that? No, God's saying. At some point, that actually gauges where you are with God. When God says no, and you hear him, and you go, you know what? I'm not going to go that way this time. Amen. But you know where you also are with God when he says no, and you say, well, you know what? It won't hurt because I know I'll come out of it this time. But it's God that brought you out of it the last time. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. No. You don't have to lie to me. That's what God is telling. No, you don't have to be perfect. Let me do it through you. Jesus wants to vicariously live his life through you. So when people see Sister Schumann, they can see God, amen. And that gives God the glory, amen. It's about recognition for God. It's something to that, amen. Wow. There's really a lot more, but we're going to close right there, amen. But just think about, where are you? We're going to stand and I'm going to pray. And we're going to pray. And we're going to go to God. And ask that God, Lord, I got an idea of where I am with you. But I need for you to make it more clearer. Amen. So that I can serve you better. Amen. My worship will be real. Amen. When I know where I am with God, my prayers, I'm confident. When I know I am where I am with God, and that's not to be prideful or haughty at all, by no means, but actually humbling yourself, amen. No, I'm not all I thought I was, but Lord, I want to be a real servant. I want to be real with people. I want to be real with God. Amen. Being real with God, I'll tell you, man, when you make it about him, then he'll make it about you. Amen. Sister Bassoni, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We might not have tools and instruments to play with or whatever to, you know, and bless God in music and with instruments. But when we can clap, that's a blessing. Amen. That is a blessing. We want God to hear how much we love him. Amen. God bless you all. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. When we bow our heads, our hearts are going to go up. Amen. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus this morning. Lord, oh, what an awesome time we've had in God. Thank you, Lord God. What a wonderful time we can celebrate Christ, not just December 25th, but all year long. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord. These are God's words. Thank you so much, Lord God Jesus. You are the bread of life, and we can pull and draw from you. And you said, eat of this bread and you will never die. And drink of this cup, you'll never get thirsty again. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We're asking for that bread. We're asking for that drink that can come from the fountain of life, which is our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will reveal to us, God. Start with me, Lord. Reveal to us what, you know, maybe some areas we need to shore up. Maybe some things maybe we didn't pay attention to before. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. Now we get another chance to hear from it about what you want us to do again. You're never done with us, and we give you the praise, God. Let us know where we are, Lord God, so our faith will be built up, our faith will be bolstered in all the things that God can do. And we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for these people, Lord. Thank you for their obedience, God. I pray that you would increase their faith in Jesus' name, Lord God. Start with me, Lord. Increase their worship. Increase the fire from God that comes down and burns. It burns the chaff. It burns away the chaff and the unclean, the unwanted, the undesirable. And we will give God the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.